every company in the world.
One of the biggest things has been sort of a viral marketing strategy.
About a 2%
carbon agenda.
Well, the business is going to be very significant indeed.
7 days with Business Cornwall.
Welcome to this week's 7 days. In a minute, we'll be talking to an apprentice from Truro and Penwith College. But first, Matthew Clark with the news headlines.
Cornwall is officially the focal point for the UK's solar industry after Energy and Climate Change Minister Greg Barker opened the new National Solar Centre in St Austell. It's hoped over the coming years that the new facility will support the UK solar sector to become a significant contributor in the energy marketplace. The AeroHub Enterprise Zone at Newquay Airport has been awarded a second local development order from the government. The new LDO provides a simplified planning process and allows development on the site without the need for planning permission. Cornwall and Isles of Scilly LEP Chairman Chris Pomfret hailed the news as a major milestone for the AeroHub project. Falmouth-based fashion company Seasalt has won a Queen's Award for Sustainable Development, seen as the UK's highest accolade for business success. Seasalt will receive a grant of appointment and the right to bear a royal emblem for 5 years. Cornwall Food and Drink has launched the Choose Cornish Awards to celebrate those businesses in the Duchy who go to the greatest lengths to buy local. 5 categories are up for grabs, including Business Collaboration Champion and Real Cornish Breakfast Champion. Go to the choosecornish.co.uk website for full details and to download an entry form. Delegates headed for the Health and Wellbeing Innovation Centre last week to find out about the latest superfast broadband possibilities for Cornwall. Connect to Compete featured a presentation from David Rowan of Wired magazine. Unlocking Potentials' Mark Smith spoke to us after the event.
We were lucky to bring David down to Cornwall. He was surprised and delighted at the range of businesses here and at the facility. He pointed out to us how some of his colleagues in London would be quite jealous, certainly on Silicon Roundabout, of the ability we have here to exploit our new superfast fibre network.
And it's been about what opportunities there are and how we've got to grab them.
Yes, very much so. I mean, his message to us all as individuals is to be as disruptive as possible. A lot of people are concerned about the internet taking away jobs from industries, and he reminded us that for every one job the internet reduces our employment rate by, it creates 2.6 further opportunities. These ideas, these messages need to be brought out in Cornwall because we are well placed to utilise the new economy that exists in Britain.
And finally, former Cornwall Chamber Chief Executive Richard Glover has been named President of the Redruth and District Chamber of Commerce. Glover replaces Mary Anson, who has stepped down after 12 years to fully concentrate on her care sector business.
7 days with Business Cornwall.
There's been a big drive nationally on apprenticeships, getting companies to give people an opportunity to develop their careers by starting them off actually doing it rather than going to university, which a lot of people have been driven to do in the past, college or university. So Truro and Penwith College Business Centre have been preaching this, and now they're actually doing it as well themselves, and they've taken on Andrew Pidgeon as a marketing apprentice, and you've been giving a presentation to the Cornwall Chamber of Commerce. Just tell me about how this came to be.
Well, I finished my college course and I was wondering whether to go to university, and I looked at the fees and the living from home fees as well. It's not just the tuition fees, it's the living fees, and I decided that it wasn't the right time for me. It was almost in limbo. And I wanted to keep an education and progress myself, and I thought the apprenticeship is the best way to do that. And since I've been there, I've learned that it's the best way to have the practical work experience, simple things like answering the telephone or something you just wouldn't learn at university in marketing sort of thing.
So. Okay, so it's really practical. I mean, how much input do you get into the way that Truro and Penwith College Business Centre works now?
I have quite a lot of impact. I work closely with the marketing assistant, but when he's away, I cover his holiday, and it's just a matter of, you know, being in contact with everyone in the office, all the contacts that he has. But I would say it's, you know, a really big impact. I don't feel like I've just been given, you know, the side jobs almost. I feel like I've been given, you know, a main impact and priority. And
so it's not T-boy, it's actually being thrown into the deep end.
Yeah, it's a real big responsibility, like today, to make a speech or something. I wouldn't have dreamed of doing a couple of months ago. But bit nervous, but it was really a good experience. And it's not just, you know, the whole rumours about making tea and, you know, it's only being in motor vehicle construction. It really is, you know, hands-on and straight into the job.
And you've been doing a bit of a project for the marketing team, which has actually gone national. Just tell us a little bit about that.
Well, within 3 weeks of my apprenticeship, I was asked to do a report on an application that the National Apprenticeship Service had just released about finding applications to find on your phone. And I helped give feedback, which they've now improved the application and stuff. But they wanted to use me in their national marketing, so for the application, so they can, you know, encourage people to download it. And this is what Andrew's had to say about it as a young person.
And if you were going to talk to your friends or other people who are thinking, oh, what do? I don't want to go to university. I want to keep my costs down too. What would you say to them to do?
I would definitely encourage them, you know, to look at apprenticeships as a viable option and alternative to uni, because, you know, I think they're in the future there'll be a two-way route. It will be either be apprenticeships or university. I don't think, you know, it will always be this mindset that you have to go to university. And I think that I would encourage all my friends and any young person really to have a really good look at apprenticeships as the future for them.
Andrew Pidgeon, thank you very much, and all the best. And I think your boss has got a chance. They might not have their job much longer.
Thank you. Pleasure to meet you. Thank you.
So let's find out what's going on over the next 7 days in business in Cornwall with Nick Herrier.
Is your business going to thrive? On Wednesday, May the 1st, it's the Thrive Business Conference at Hall for Cornwall, featuring a packed programme of seminars and workshops, all designed to help your business succeed in these tough times. There'll be a keynote speech from Hamish Taylor, the former head of brands at British Airways and CEO of Eurostar. Dubbed the Master Thief, he specialises in stealing ideas from other environments to break through change and innovation in business. For full details and to book a ticket, click on the advert on the businesscornwall.co.uk homepage.
And of course, now it's a chance to find out also a bit about what's going on with Business Cornwall. We've got the app. Just tell us about the app.
Yeah, the paper version will be going through letterboxes in the first week of May, but if you can't wait until that, you can download the iPad app right now through the Apple iStore. Just go through to iStore, type in Business Cornwall, and hopefully it'll all pop up.
And of course, it's the business fair coming up as well, isn't it?
Yeah, looking forward to that. The Health and Wellbeing Innovation Centre will be there for the whole day. So if you're going along, be sure to come along and say hello.
OK, and there'll be some more business news from the 7 Days podcast in 7 days' time.
7 Days. With Business Cornwall.